Welcome to the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce's podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Bronson Rasmussen, and it's time once again to welcome and say hello to Luke from the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Bronson. What a nice little surprise we have today, having you in the studio with us. Well, the Chamber, we're doing well. It's getting into fall, so we're getting pretty busy. Our next big event that's coming up is the Touch a Truck. We are still accepting vehicle registrations for that, so please contact the Chamber and we can get you registered. Great event, huge amount of people, great advertising, and it's free to put a truck in. Well, and then for today's podcast, today we are going to focus on a little more serious issue, but it must be talked about in the information we share with the community. So we are joined by the Clearfield Jefferson Suicide Prevention Team. We have Tristan Adams, the treasurer, to talk about the impact, the hope, and the help that's available right here in our community. So Tristan, you have a major event coming up that always brings the community together for an important reason, the Suicide Prevention Walk. It's coming up this Sunday. So can you share the details of that, of how, what, when, what's it all about?
So sure. So our 16th annual walk to raise awareness is this Sunday, September 7th in the Du Bois City Park. Registration starts at 12 with the walk starting at 1. We encourage anyone to attend, whether you are a survivor yourself or if you've lost someone, you know, come out, show your support. We also have a couple different things going on at the walk. We will have like 3 different speakers. Also, Perky Pup Coffee Truck will be there. Arcade Axes will be there. We'll have basket raffles and refreshments. So it's a good way for everyone to come out and show their support and awareness of suicide and how it affects everyone. We will also have this year along the walk path, we're going to have signs that you can write your loved one's name on in memory of them.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool there. For you, what kind of impact has this walk had over the years? Are there many memorable stories that will continue to stay with you?
So the walk has had a huge impact over the years by opening doors for anyone who is struggling with mental health and where they can turn to and to see that they have support and that they're not alone. For me, it's kind of hard to pick one story only because you hear them all and they all stick with you. Yeah. So it's hard to just depict one.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's such a touchful topic that it's always on people's minds and it stays there. So besides this upcoming walk that you have, Clearfield Jefferson Prevention Team is always around. So what resources are currently available for individuals, families, and our counties who are struggling with mental health or suicide loss? And is it through the direct hospital, support groups? What resources do you have for us?
So we ourselves, the team, we do have a support group, survivor support group, which meets every third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. at our office location, which is in the Du Bois Mall, right across from the mall offices. We also offer QPR and assist training. We do twice a year. We do also have connections to other resources like crisis and community guidance. And then our local hospitals also do offer programs as well. We also coordinate with the Veterans Suicide Awareness Coalition. Okay. So we are in with them as well. So there's several resources all around.
All right. And really, when it comes to mental health, there's always that stigma that people put with it. And sometimes it's hard for people to really take those first steps. So really, what advice do you have for anyone out there that might be struggling and really wants to go with that first step?
So the first step would be to reach out. Don't be afraid. We're here. The help is here. You're not alone. Everything is private. There are resources out there that can help you. Again, like I said, there's crisis. Mm-hmm. We are here. We have support groups. Everything is kept private and they're not alone. And don't be ashamed. It's mental health. It's something that needs to be talked about.
Definitely.
It does. So earlier you mentioned some trainings that you offer through your organization, one of them being QPR. Could you explain what that is and why it's so important?
So QPR it's called Question, Persuade, Refer. So it is a program that we offer to the community for free. We will go to local businesses. We actually held some at the Du Bois High School, the state police we've gone to. So it's a program that teaches gatekeepers, which are everyday people with no clinical mental health background to recognize the warning signs of suicide, of a suicide crisis, and guide the at-risk person mm-hmm. towards the professional help. And it's important for everyone to know, because you really never know who's struggling. So it's nice to know mm-hmm. those signs so you can get them the help before it becomes too late.
Definitely. And for services like this, if anyone was looking to get that at their, say, workplace, school, or even community group, how'd they go about doing that?
So there are several ways they can get in contact with us. So they can reach out to us through our email, which is cjspt2@gmail.com. They can reach out to us through our Facebook page. They can reach out to us through our regular website, which is oneistoomany.org. Or if you know someone who is involved with us, get in touch with us that way.
Awesome, awesome. Well, before we wrap up the podcast for today, is there anything else you would like to share, reinstate, or just let the community know about you?
Just let them know that we are out there and we are here to support them. And like I said, we offer these programs. They are free to the public. Come join us for our walk. That is our biggest fundraiser. We do have mm-hmm. other fundraisers throughout the year, but that is our biggest fundraiser. And that is how we provide these free programs to the community. So anyone, like, you can be a sponsor. You can just come volunteer, like, come help.
Yes. So reach out to them at their email or on their mm-hmm. Facebook page if you want to do that, or go to their website and you can donate directly there.
Yes, definitely. And then for anyone right now that's listening, what steps could they take and really to support suicide prevention in our community?
So I would say just being aware and just talking to people. Sometimes it just takes that one person to ask yeah. that question. Are you okay? How are mm-hmm. you doing? And then that's all it takes. That's how really you get the community involved, just talking with each other.
Yes, I love that. It's definitely something that needs to become more normalized and open to discussion. So and finally, if people wanted to learn more about you and get in touch with the suicide prevention team, where would they do so?
So they can reach out to us through our Facebook page, Clearfield Jefferson Suicide Prevention Team. They can reach out through our website, oneistoomany.org. They can also email us at cjspt2@gmail.com, or they can just reach out to one of us on the team. There are several of us that are involved.
All right. Well, thank you, Tristan, and thank you, Luke, for joining us today and taking some time to listen to the Du Bois Chamber podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.